Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope.
Sometimes the answers we're looking for are right under our nose, and we don't even know it. Maybe you've heard this saying before. The idea being that sometimes the truth, the thing we're looking for, is so obvious. Too obvious, in fact, that we completely miss it, even if it's staring us square in the face. I'm guessing we've all had moments like this. You know the ones I mean. You're frantically searching for your keys before you leave the house. You've checked the kitchen counter 3 times. You've patted down the hallway table, you've triple-checked your purse, and now you're panicking because you're going to be late for church, and you still can't find the keys. And then a thought occurs. Aha, let me check my coat pocket. And there they are. You think, how did I miss that? Or here's another one. You're searching everywhere for your glasses. You've checked the nightstand, the bathroom counter, you're retracing your steps through the whole house. Can you guess where they are? You go to scratch your head, and there they are at the top of your head. In these moments, it's not just that we've forgotten something. It's that we're looking, but we're not really seeing what's there. And I wonder if in some way the disciples in our gospel story today might relate. Let's picture ourselves in their shoes for a moment. It's Sunday, 3 days after Jesus was crucified. These 2 disciples are leaving Jerusalem on their way to a town called Emmaus. They have no clue that Jesus is alive. However, they've heard about some strange things that happened at the tomb earlier in the day. And so here they are, walking on the road, and a stranger comes to walk beside them. Now, this stranger is actually Jesus, the risen Christ, and yet they don't even notice. Not until the breaking and the blessing of the bread. Now, as listeners hearing this passage, reading this story, it might be easy to wonder, how did they miss that? Wasn't it obvious when he started to illuminate the deeper meanings of the scriptures and their hearts were burning? But the author of Luke gives us this small detail. He says, their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And later, when these 2 travelers recount the story to the other disciples, they say that the risen Christ had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Jesus purposefully veiled himself until the time was right for these disciples to see him. And so, although the disciples may have thought afterwards, how did we not see him before? The truth is, they couldn't have possibly, because Christ purposefully hid himself in plain sight. The disciples were not initially ready, but all the while, as they walked unaware, lamenting the death of the man whom they had thought was their Messiah, wondering what was next, their hearts burned within them. The Spirit was softening them. As this stranger spoke words of truth, they became more and more receptive, and finally, when they were ready, Jesus revealed himself. And that kind of timing, well, most of us probably know something of that experience. There are moments in our own lives when we are unclear about our next steps, where we may be searching for clarity, seeking answers, asking, what's next? Why aren't things working out the way that I thought they would? Where is God in all of this? And sometimes we can be in that space, seeking, waiting, longing, hoping, until finally some kind of clarity arrives. And when it arrives, we can feel a little silly sometimes, like, how did I miss that? How did I not see that or think of that before? I can think of many instances in my own life where this was certainly the case. And one big one that comes to mind was trying to figure out what the purpose of my life and what career I was supposed to be pursuing. I spent many years grappling with this question of life purpose, trying to discern what God wanted for me and from me. For most of my 20s, I changed careers every 2 to 3 years, business and marketing, event facilitation, freelance writing, singer-songwriter, business coaching, and life coaching. And at each step, it felt like I was building towards something God had intended for me. I had a sense of being guided, but nothing was quite right. The destination remained completely veiled. Maybe you've had a similar kind of experience where you've struggled with your sense of purpose, whether that be early, mid, or late career. Whether you are a parent whose kids have now grown up and left home. Whether you have now retired and are trying to figure out what to fill your days with. Along my own path of wondering and grappling, I'd say I reached kind of a crisis point in summer of 2022. I kept praying and asking God to just tell me, what am I supposed to be doing with my life? And I sat in this liminal space, what I called the void, for many months, until finally I received a revelation. The hidden Christ finally revealed himself to me, and I won't go into details of how, but I will say there was a sequence of events that included a vision, a conversation with a friend, another conversation with my mother, and a whole other series of events that made it crystal clear to me. This revelation very clearly pointed me towards returning both to the church and to school to pursue ministry, as well as obtain my qualifications as a spiritually integrated psychotherapist. And so I have been working towards those things now for 3 years. But I will say that this revelation was not at all what I expected or what I even hoped for. Sometimes when we do finally receive that clarity we seek, it's not what we expect. Just like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, they had expectations. They had hoped that Jesus of Nazareth would be the one to redeem Israel in the world's eyes. None of them thought that their Messiah would be crucified and put to death. They didn't get the Messiah they thought they would get or even wanted. But they got the Messiah they needed. A Messiah who offered spiritual redemption, not in the world's eyes, but in God's eyes. And isn't that what Jesus had been saying all along? That his kingdom did not belong to the world, but rather was of the Spirit. And so in this way, I can see myself and these two disciples walking that road to Emmaus because these disciples had expectations about what their lives, the world around them, and about what their Messiah was supposed to look like. They had an idea of what redemption was supposed to mean. And when things didn't unfold the way that they had hoped, when it seemed as though nothing had changed, they couldn't yet see what God was actually doing. God is always at work in our lives, but sometimes it takes looking back in hindsight to notice. Looking back now, I can see little signs from my early life that my vocational calling was in fact the path God had always intended for me. I think back to one particular memory when I was 7 or 8 years old. For context, my dad is a Presbyterian minister, and so growing up, he ministered to a congregation in North York, and that's the church that I grew up in. And so every Sunday morning, after the service, everyone would file out of the sanctuary into the hall for coffee and tea and biscuits, similar to how we do it here. Of course, there's a little bit more food here. And all the kids would come up from the basement, from their Sunday school class, myself included, and while everyone would beeline to the snacks in the hall, I would come to the sanctuary and wait till everyone had cleared out. And now there was this sweet spot for about 10 to 15 minutes after the service when all the microphones would still be on. And so I would head up to the pulpit. I'd tap, tap, tap on the microphone. We didn't have these fancy headsets back then. I'd clear my throat, and then usually the Bible was open to the passage of the day, and I would start to read. And I'd look at the empty pews and imagine that I was addressing a congregation. And it felt like the most natural thing in the world. I'd say that little 7-year-old me was following the lead of the Spirit in those moments. She maybe had a hunch about what God was going to eventually guide her towards. But as I got older, I became more and more resistant to the idea that my professional life would involve the church in any way, shape, or form. But all that time, the hidden Christ walked next to me, feeding my heart, illuminating my mind. Until one day, I was finally ready for my eyes to be opened to what the Spirit had in store for me. Looking back now, I can say with certainty that had Christ revealed this calling to me any earlier, I would not have listened. And so the Spirit, veiled as it was, prepared me. It helped me develop my skills and my gifts until I was ready. And this, I think, is how the Spirit operates for each of us. We are all Christ's disciples walking the road to Emmaus. Sometimes we take little scenic detours along the way, but we walk the path nonetheless. Sometimes God walks beside us, silently instructing and guiding us. Sometimes God reveals God's self to us in extraordinary moments of sudden clarity. And sometimes God is hidden in plain sight, but that doesn't mean that God isn't there. Sometimes it means that the time is maybe not yet right for the Spirit to reveal to us our next steps. Now, just because the Spirit might choose when the timing is right does not mean that we only play a passive role or that it's totally out of our hands. Perhaps faith also means training our spiritual sight, learning to see what might actually be hidden in front of us. We can do this by opening ourselves to the possibility that God is always right in front of us, in the people that we meet, in the absolute ordinariness of our lives, and in the absolute chaos of the world, and in all the accompanying confusion, loss, grief, and challenges that we encounter. Can we learn to see the divine in all things, in the extraordinary, in our challenges, and in the absolute most mundane aspects of our existence? Whether it's that morning cup of coffee, when that first sip of caffeine hits your lips and you feel human again, or in that frantic search for the keys or the glasses and the relief when we find them. In that conversation you had with a stranger who's maybe now a friend that creates that feeling of warmth in your heart. And in those bigger moments too, when that big revelation or that clarity finally arrives after you've been contemplating your next steps. So my prayer for all of us today is that we can all become just a little better at discerning what is right in front of us. Because the risen Christ is already here, walking the road alongside you. The answers and the clarity that you seek are already within you, even if they haven't been revealed to you yet. And while we wait for that clarity, we can also do the work of slowing down, of making space for Christ to enter our hearts. We can ask the questions and we can listen for answers. We can soften our resistance and let go of our expectations about what we think spiritual redemption is supposed to look like, both in our personal lives, but also in the world around us. Because it can be very easy when we look at what is going on in the world right now to get swallowed up in despair, to believe that Christ is nowhere, that he is absent. But can we actually see what the Spirit is doing right now? Probably not. But maybe one day it will become a little clearer. So perhaps we can all pay attention just a little more. Not in an anxious way, but with the openness of someone who knows that even when hidden, Christ walks with us. Because the answer you're searching for, the presence you're longing for, and the truth you need to hear might be right under your nose. You just don't know it yet. Amen.
Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.